Dominique is in our Los Angeles studios with Sherry Shepherd.
Yay.
Yes.
And Jay called in sick today.
Yay.
Oh, come on.
We love
He's
Jay.
Sick, all right.
What a fill-in.
Let's talk about a couple of things that we were talking about before you got here.
Okay.
One of them was Toni Braxton and Birdman.
Mm-hmm.
The new couple. What do you think?
Do you believe it?
I believe it. Birdman, he is. I
think she wanted a thug. Like, she's a good Christian girl.
She is, but he's to the point in his thuggery that he's about to go Christian.
Why do you say that?
Because he too old. He about to turn it all the way over, all them chains and all that. He want to slow down. She going to slow him down and tell him everybody don't have to put respect on it.
Respect.
Yeah, you ain't got to put respect on it. Is we finished or is we done? She going to teach him that mean the same thing.
But see, she been with pretty boys. Her pretty boys have been her thing. So now.
Yeah, she wants somebody a little more rugged. I agree.
Real
rugged. They are our couple, but he going to teach her some stuff. Go down there to the Acme Oyster Bar. He going to take her all through the 8th Ward.
8th.
Ride all around through the 8th. Well, y'all come here. He going to Tony over here in the car. He's going to teach you some stuff about New Orleans. This is going to be good.
Because, you know, when you go with a thug, they always take you to their house, and it's all the cousins and the aunties, and it's
gonna
be the one bedroom.
It's going to be the same thing, that crawfish thing and everything. It's going to be the same thing. They're going to be good for each other, I think. I think it's real, though. You think it's real? Y'all think it's real?
I do. I think it's real.
I think it's very real. Yeah.
I think it's real.
Okay.
She's tired of the pretty boys and stuff.
And the other thing we were talking about before you came into the studio was about the big trade for Derrick Rose going to the New York Knicks.
Stop it. Just stop it.
And Sybil's in some kind of way right now.
I know she is. Dumb. They turned Steve's team into might not never make the playoffs. They done took the Bulls all the way out of contention. Who did he get replaced with? Who did they send to you?
Two old guys and one that's never even played before.
Dominique, what's two old guys?
Dominique, they
it
got a guy
It doesn't matter.
Named...
It comes from the Knicks.
So what does that tell you?
That's bad, and if they old, that's even worse.
And they are, though.
How old are they?
One is 40. His name is Calderon. They call him experienced.
They call him experienced. Okay, that right there.
That's bad. When you're 40 years old in the NBA, that's something like an assistant coach on the bench.
Exactly.
You don't trade a 40-year-old. Who in the Chicago Bulls front office? Who took him?
Exactly.
40 years old. He's stealing a check.
Who going to buy his T-shirts?
Nobody. He can't play but 2 minutes a game. Oh,
a strong two.
You seen pictures of Dwayne Wade? Naked?
Yes.
For ESPN's body issue?
Go ahead, Gabrielle.
I haven't, but I can imagine. That's Dwayne Wade.
Yeah. You going to buy that issue?
I'm going to probably buy that issue.
You're going to probably buy it.
Yeah, see what Gabrielle working with. She look like she doing all right over there.
She always look content.
Content
with
all
Dwayne.
The time.
Yeah.
All the time. You know he got George Gervin behind him now, so he's smooth as ice.
That's right. That's right.
And and you heard about Dez Bryant? He's being sued by his landlord, my friend Royce West, because Royce was renting a house to him, and he left the house trashed.
Like $60,000 worth of repairs trash.
Yeah.
What did he do to the house? Why couldn't he just leave?
Dez Bryant was beating his mama with a baseball cap, who defended him?
Royce West.
Yeah, but if you fight your mama, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, right there.
I'm going to have to, you fight your mama, I can't even really rent my place to you. What if you get into one of these rages and these fits?
Because you're going to fight your mama.
Fight your mama, you're going to trash my place. Dez Bryant, that wasn't right. But why did he trash it? Why did he have to leave? He got put out or something?
You know how some folks do.
What's that saying? You take them out the
ghetto, but you can't take the ghetto out of them. But if you get put out and you don't pay your bills, don't trash his place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's on you.
And $60,000. At one point, did Roy say, you know what? Why he let it go so long?
Because he felt like he played in the NFL, that he would probably give him his money.
He probably didn't know that.
When he moved out of the house, Royce went in and he found it. this was in February, and they said that he moved out and Royce went to check on the house. And, you know, you usually do it with your landlord. You go in and you do the walkthrough. Right. He just left and Royce went into the house and found that it was just littered with trash and feces, and they had taken the blinds off and cracked windows.
See, this boo-booed in the house.
Thank you. Man.
He didn't went that low. Yeah.
He didn't went that low. Why, when you get evicted and you don't pay the rent, you got to go tear it up and all over the house?
And just get the boo-booing all over the place. What is that about?
Ghetto.
Ghetto, yeah. That one. But he fight his mama. Most people don't fight their mama.
You fight your mama, you boo-boo
in the house. Raise your hand, I would never raise my hands to my mother. That's your first clue. Mm-hmm. He fight his mother. Nah, you can't move in here because I can't handle you. Your mama can't handle you. That's just, it's not good. So, that Dez Bryant, you should get a man his money and fix the place up. You wrong for that. Uh-huh. And you know the Cowboys been down on their luck. This might carry over into the NFLC. Won't be able to catch a football around here when your karma come catch you right on 4th and 1. On 4th and 1, here come old karma. Easy catch and you don't catch it.
Where?
And get a man his money.
Karma.
Karma. Karma come get you at the least inopportune time.
Oh, Kelly, look at karma.
LeBron said yesterday he is not going to leave Cleveland. He loves Cleveland. He's happy there, and he is not going to leave. He's going to stay?
For the time being.
I hope so. For the time being. I thought he was going to move on.
But he really don't have to. He's truly king of Cleveland.
He is. I agree, Sherry.
Whatever he wants, they will lay at his feet.
But see, he's still playing so he can leave, win somewhere else, and then come back and be the mayor of Cleveland.
Because that's still a lot of pressure. That's still a lot of pressure. Even though you brought a championship to the city, that's still a lot of pressure to stay there and to repeat and to, you know, keep the team strong. And especially in light of, you know, money things that are going on in the team, he's only one man. But he's...
So, but wherever he goes, he's going to have that pressure.
But I mean, he can at least come to like L.A. and help us out here.
If he comes to L.A., we going to put that pressure on
but
him.
But that's good. And it's all right. But he can leave Cleveland. They won since he went in city to city
but
to
you
city.
Know, he
give Los Angeles a try.
But he... growing up, he never stayed one place long.
Oh, they moved around a lot.
They moved around a lot.
Well,
Miss Gloria, they moved around a lot. So, I mean, this might not, you know, normal, like, right. He moved around a lot growing up.
There's still something about being that hometown pressure. And I think Derrick Rose felt that to a lesser extent, but still, there's nothing like it. You know, and you got, you know, all your families there. You got all your boys. You can't move away from your boys, you know, and they all, everybody wants something from you, not to mention the fans. That's a lot. Yeah.
No matter where you go, the family follow you everywhere and want something from you. It don't matter if you in the town or out the town.
It's not like you can change your name, right?
No, and then it's Savannah James. She don't seem like she going for a whole lot of it anyway.
That's true.
She seem at a point, she tell him, okay, that's enough checks. We don't have it. We need something for the future. You getting old. This will be over soon. We got 3 little cute kids. We need the money. But like Sherry said, the family going to follow anywhere you go.
Anywhere you go, huh?
That is true.
Any city. But he might stay. I mean, he won, so he might just say forget it and stay.
And he rises under pressure, though. So
he does. How old is he now, Sid?
102.
He's 102.
How many years has he been playing Super Day?
20.
He's been
playing for 20 years?
Since he's been like 17 or something. Wow. He came straight from
high school. From high school.
About 12 or 13 years. Yeah. But he came out of high school.
So his body is old.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he might just go and stay in Cleveland.
He's 31 years old. He'll be 32 in December. So let's just say he's 32 years old. That's a lot.
He's up there.
When you've been playing for 13 years.
Look at Kobe.
Look at Kobe. How old is Kobe?
Kobe is 106.
And one
out. He had more than
one out.
His shoulder come out off a layup at the end of his career. One layup and his shoulder just said, you know what? You need to stay home. I knew it was over. When I saw him do that little layup, light layup, and his shoulder came out, I said, this a wrap. His body has had all it can take. But LeBron, I think he good. He should just stay in Cleveland and keep playing and ride his years
and
out.
Get some franchises.
And get some franchises.
Open up some. What, I don't know what they have in Cleveland.
Some Gladys waffles. And he's got chicken and waffles.
Gladys Knight.
He's got some deals. He's got some deals on the side.
King James.
He's all right. Don't worry about him.
Unless his family is running the things on the side.
Oh. Gladys Knight said it quick. Don't call me. I just put it out there to help my son out. My name is not on the paperwork. Do not call me. Thank you. Good night. Gladys Knight said, y'all leave me out of this chicken and waffle thing. This is on my Hankerson.
All right, Dominique. Lavelle Crawford and Dominique.
Have fun. We're
in Louisville.
We're going to be in Louisville tomorrow. This weekend. Come on, Louisville. Tomorrow night, and it's going down. We're going to laugh.
All right.